Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway in hour number two, we are interactive and would love to connect with you. Join us at eRadio Sports, and always twice is nice. Go back and listen to our podcast at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Well, I tell you what, it may be the month of July, but it's already been a big week in college football. The SEC Media Days were underway, and it is time to shine the spotlight on the Florida Gators. As a quick recap, of course, they finished 10-4 last season in Jim McElwain's first season. That certainly fired up the Gator Nation with that. How about that improbable fourth quarter comeback against Tennessee and a 28-point win over Ole Miss? However, Florida did have some devastating news during the season in 2015. Let's not forget their quarterback, Will Grier, was suspended in October for testing positive for a banned substance. So I know Gator fans, they are looking forward to a brand new season. Lots of questions to be answered. I mean, can they repeat as SEC East champions? We are delighted to welcome back on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line a dear friend of our program, Buddy Martin, host of Southern Pigskin Tonight, and also Mark It Down, the author of Steve Spurrier's new autobiography that will be released August 30th. We are looking so forward to it. Welcome back, Buddy. I hope the temperatures are a little bit cooler in Florida. It's been stifling here in Houston all week.
Well, Alyssa, nice to talk to you again. Unfortunately, it's not much cooler, and it wasn't very cool in Birmingham either, especially when things started heating up in midweek with Nick Saban and Paul Feinbaum. That's another story. Glad to be with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not going to talk about Alabama. That'll be a topic for another day. But there are plenty of worthy topics to be discussed. Buddy, I want to get your take on Florida's head coach, Jim McElwain. What's up with his aversion to socks? I'm not sure that I would sign his shoes. He's got some stinky toes.
Well, yes, he's got that signature going. My friend Woody Page in Denver is a sock person, one of my best friends in life. I own a men's store. I didn't wear socks, and I've now adopted that in the last 5 years. So, yeah, it's kind of a nice feel, free feel, especially when you're wearing flip-flops or you're wearing Dockers or you're wearing a duck shoes, whatever. So, yeah, it's Jim McElwain is a cool cat. We had a chance to visit with him, a little bit of a local session for local writers and broadcasters, about 15 of us, before you went on the big stage in Hoover. And if nothing else, Mike is at least entertained.
Well, and you know, I've never interviewed Jim McElwain. I mean, he seems like such a fun guy to be around. Just, you could light up a room with his charisma. Tell us about him. I mean, he's pretty captivating, isn't he?
Well, I asked him the question that everybody else wanted to ask, obviously, and this is a question being asked of all SEC coaches these days, and they're all deflecting it. I asked Coach McElwain, I said, all right, do you have your mind made up on your quarterback, and when will you make the announcement? Well, of course, he didn't answer the question directly. He deferred to the fact he had four quarterbacks, and he likes the room of quarterbacks, and he didn't mention anybody's name, mentioned them all four. Obviously, Luke Del Rio was a guy who was the front runner, and I asked about Luke Del Rio, and he said, what about you? You have any eligibility left? I said, yes, I do, Coach, and I can really fling it. So if you need me, you know, I'm here. I should have said, you know what, last year after you go off to a 7-0 start and you lost four of your next seven games, you probably should have asked me to walk on then. You could have used my help, but I didn't say that.
Hey, the host of Southern Pigskin Tonight on WOCA in Florida and columnist with SouthernPigskin.com and author of Steve Spurrier's new autobiography that is going to be released in late August. The great Buddy Martin is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And obviously, that's going to be one of the top questions going into the 2016 season is the competition at quarterback. A number of options, but is this the number one issue with the Florida Gators?
I think the number one issue is what to do about last season's collapse. As I wrote in my column, by the way, I'm also can be read on gridironnow.com and writing this column today about the collapse they had last year after that wonderful start. They got to 10-1. They lost their last three games by a combined score, I think I've got this right, of 97-24. Of course, they did play some good teams, Florida State being one, Alabama. And of course, Michigan laid it on in the postseason. I think people want to know now, which is the real Florida Gator team? The one that started out 7-0 with a dramatic comeback win over Tennessee. By the way, Tennessee seems to be having problems. They've lost like 13 in the last 14 against the Gators. But anyway, they won over Tennessee. And then, of course, they get to the postseason and they collapse. That, of course, was because Treon Harris really couldn't do the job. He didn't have the skills to get the job done. So now the question is, who were those guys and who are these guys? And that's what we're all wanting to know. And I spoke with some of the players Marcus May, the safety, who could have gone out this year for the NFL, and Jared Davis, who's really a fine linebacker. Two seniors, very impressive young guys. And by the way, they have some unfinished business. They want to prove this team is really not the team that finished in a total collapse the last three games of the season.
Okay, Florida's success will be dependent, of course, largely on this new quarterback, but also on its wide receivers. Tell us about the wide receivers for the Florida Gators.
Well, there isn't much to tell right now. They're young, and unfortunately, Antonio Callaway, who was a star player on the team, is still not cleared for 2016. Both he and Treon Harris suspended last year, really weren't even around the school last spring, and they were completely mum on what was going on. My sources tell me it was a school suspension and not a football suspension. So obviously they did some things they shouldn't have been doing. They have not been cleared for next the fall. McElwain did address that, saying they were on campus and they were participating, I think, in drills. I can't remember. He's on campus. But he said he can't project anything beyond that, and that's all we know. Callaway is absolutely the crucial guy at wide receiver. Other than that, it's going to be a mixed bag of receivers, but I do have the confidence that McElwain will be an offensive guy. He likes to throw the ball deep. Watch for some of those things to happen in this offense. I think offensively, the quarterback position gets settled early. They're good enough on defense, and they're probably the best secondary in the United States right now with the players they got. I mentioned Marcus May is Quincy Wilson. It's a terrific prospect. They're loaded with talent in the secondary. They need some help in the offensive and defensive lines. But this team has got a chance. Look, it's a wide-open year. I'm not necessarily going to give it to Tennessee just yet.
Will their defense, will it be among the SEC's best?
Always is. They're going to be good again on the pass end of the thing. Let's see how the run defense does, because they lost some players, some key players at linebacker, and they're going to have to prove that that they can. Let's face it, Will Muschamp recruited a lot of those players they had last year. They've got some good looking young prospects, but Lissa, it's so hard to tell anymore about these teams because they have young recruits stepping in January, mm-hmm. conditioning and working out all summer. And some of them are such good athletes and they're so physically fit, they're able to step on the field. And if they're smart, they can play and have an impact right away. That's why I'm sitting here with this blank SEC ballot about trying to pick the best teams and best players, which is supposed to be sent into the SEC this week. And projection, I'm having a very hard time. So right now, I think Florida's defense will be solid. Offensively, they have some question marks. And I think McElwain showed us last year that he's got the skills as a coach to produce the talent he's got. But they still only averaged 24.5 points a game last year. That's going to come up.
Host and columnist with SouthernPigskin.com, also the author of Steve Spurrier's new autobiography that will be released August 30th. We've got about 30 seconds. Give us a hit on that, buddy.
Well, it's Unvarnished Ball Coach. It's called Head Ball Coach, My Life in Football. It's his word and his book. We worked on it for 2 years. As a matter of fact, we started working on it 23 years ago, and he decided to go another direction and not write a book. He called me 2 years ago and said, "Hey, buddy, with that book that we're going to do, let's do it." I said, "I'm in." So 2 weeks, we had many, many conversations and many discussions, and Coach let me know in a hurry what he wanted said in his words. So it is his words. It's published by Blue Rider Press. It will be out August 30th. You can go on Amazon.com and check it out. And you can even pre-order, I'm told, there's a discount, $7 discount for pre-ordering. So I'm excited about it. I'm glad it's done. Glad to get it over with and move on. But I think people who enjoy football, college football, and enjoy Steve Spurrier will enjoy this autobiography.
Well, congratulations on that, buddy. We look forward to having you back on the show to talk some more about the book. Of course, the great Buddy Martin, host of Southern Pigskin Tonight. Check him out at southernpigskin.com, WOCA, right there in Florida. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Lissa.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number two at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.